You're listening to SBS News.
All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? No, I think the ayes have it. That concludes consideration in detail.
There were emotional scenes inside and outside Western Australia's Parliament on Tuesday night as history was made. In a lengthy and often heated debate, MPs finally voted in favour of legalising voluntary assisted dying. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan says it is a significant moment for the state.
We have done something amazing. We've passed laws that end the needless suffering of West Australians at the end of their lives, should they choose to do so. We've acted to give West Australians genuine choice about the end of their lives. We have given so many in the community hope as we go into Christmas.
The laws passed after the lower house spent more than 5 hours approving the last 55 amendments. It means the state will allow terminally ill adults in pain and likely to have less than 6 months to live, or 1 year if they have a neurodegenerative condition, to take a drug to end their lives, if approved by two medical practitioners. Health Minister Roger Cook, who oversaw the bill's introduction, fought back tears as he welcomed the passing of the legislation.
We've come a respectable second on this occasion in leading the nation in regards to this important legislation. It's not a moment for jubilation. Everyone understands what this legislation is about. It's a time for reflection. And to reflect that we've chosen compassion and a right to choose. And I thank members for their support of the legislation.
An 18-month implementation period will now commence to give health and other service providers time to prepare. The legislation will also be scheduled for review 2 years from commencement. Dying with Dignity's WA President Stephen Walker says the group has been waiting for years for people to have a choice.
The whole system won't start to operate for 18 months. And in one way that's a shame, but in another way we know that this has to be implemented carefully, and we will be wanting to work with government to see that that happens.
Outside Parliament, dozens of campaigners celebrated the news. One young woman thanked the Premier for his leadership.
Thank you from the people of Western Australia. We are so glad that you've shown this amazing leadership, leading us in the right direction.
The state's opposition leader, Liza Harvey, told Parliament the amendments made to the bill meant she felt comfortable voting in favour of the legislation. She's praised the cooperation from all sides of politics.
Having spoken to so many people during the course of the debate and being contacted by so many people both for and against this legislation, I managed through the process to get some comfort with your willingness to take on the amendments by those in the Legislative Council to get this legislation to a point where I felt like it was safe enough for me to vote for it.
Anti-euthanasia MPs have criticised the law, some arguing it is the least safe euthanasia regime to be enacted by an Australian legislature. Others, including Liberal member Peter Katsimbanis, are concerned people in regional communities won't have equal access to services.
And there clearly is no legislative entitlement to equal access and same level of access across the state to any form of palliative care, including palliative care specialists and other practitioners. So there were a number of us in the original debate in this place who highlighted a concern.
Western Australian politicians spent 180 hours debating the legislation, making its passage especially significant. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.